the global challenges of the 21st century, our role as citizens. I think we can all agree that things are not all that they should be and could be in our world today. And yet it seems that our political leadership and many of our business leaders and so on are still having trouble coming to terms with some of the realities that are facing us in the world. Given the state of the world, active interventions of citizens of the globe remains the only viable option in avoiding the challenges that face us. Seren Azar will speak to these issues today and what it means as North America, how we as North Americans can contribute to the collective well-being of humanity and a brighter future for us all. And I think that's something that we would all aspire to. Our presenter, Dr. Seren Azar, is MD, MSc, PhD, is an expert in respiratory medicine at the University of Calgary. He is of Kurdish origin and came to Canada in 1994 as a political refugee. He is also an environmental and human rights activist, and during the last 13 years is involved with a number of human rights organizations. He is a founding member and currently chairperson of the International Society for Peace and Human Rights. In the spring of this year, it's now 2008, in spring of 2007, he was the team leader for the humanitarian medical relief mission to Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Seren Azar.
Good early afternoon. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting us again. Such a delightful gathering. It's great to see all these familiar faces and all these wonderful people that have many decades of experience in what I have perhaps very little experience in. I look forward to our introduction. I think more than what I have to say, what we collectively are going to discuss is going to be very important. As it was mentioned, the topic of the presentation is the global challenges of the 21st century and our roles as citizens of this globe. Needless to say, based on the research and the investigation that has been conducted for the last several years, seven topics have been chosen to be perhaps the most important and most relevant of all. So I made a list of these seven topics. There is going to be a slide or perhaps two on each of these topics, and very quickly we are going to review them, and hopefully then that will leave enough time for us to interact and talk about them. So number one issue is extinction of plant and animal species. Number two, climate change. Number three, the issue of global energy. Number four is the issue of water. Then global poverty, arms trade, consumption, and consumerism as a global phenomenon is the seventh issue. So extinction of plants and animal species, this is perhaps one of the most important issues that in 21st century we are going to be facing. Needless to say, it has not received much attention globally at all. Right now, it's believed scientifically that the rate of extinction of species is more than 1,000 times background, which that means naturally, without human intervention, there is going to be an extinction of species anyway. But that rate has increased by a factor of 1,000 as a result of our activities globally as humans. This rate is going to increase to 10,000 during the 21st century. There is a number of studies in this regard. One-third to two-thirds of all species would be extinct within 21st century if things go the way that they do. There was a study that was published in Nature. Perhaps many of you have academic links and know perhaps better than I do that Nature is perhaps one of the most prestigious academic publications. You cannot publish in Nature unless you have flawless science, an absolute bulletproof science. In that study, they had shown that close to 15 to 37 of all species would be extinct by 2050. So this is another four decades. This is not that far away. The second issue, sorry, it's the third time that I'm just going up. The climate change. As you know, for decades that issue has been on the table, but categorically denied and ignored by our politicians and mostly by the corporations. Indeed, we know of studies. Some of the oil corporations spend millions of dollars to sponsor studies that could eventually show that there is no global warming. But it has come to a point that it is beyond denial, that we cannot simply ignore the pattern of the climate change globally. The temperature globally is on the rise. The pattern of severe temperatures is on the rise. The rate of natural disasters related to the climate change is on the rise globally. There is barely go any year without droughts, without severe weather patterns, without floodings in so many countries around the world. And there is enough significant and strong science to support the fact that the global climate is changing and human activity is a major contributor to that. We have discovered pieces of ice that is more than 30,000 years old. For 30,000 years, the temperature has not come to the level that it is now. Another issue that perhaps would take a global precedent that is of tremendously significant importance is the issue of energy. Energy is significantly intertwined with so many other issues on the planet. Perhaps many of you would agree with me that if we truly dissect the body of so many wars in the second part of the 20th century, a good portion of them would relate to oil. There is enough evidence that by 2020, all the natural resources of oil have come to their limits in supplying the demand globally. And sadly, because of political and economic reasons, not much resources has been put into alternative sources of energy. And instead of a collective reflection on the state of the energy demands of the globe, we have gone after our specific individual interest of dominating the oil resources in the world. And perhaps that could explain many recent wars. There is a tremendous need for alternative sources to be explored and to be invested in, whether it's wind, whether it's water, whether it's in atomic energy. There is a tremendous need for that, and the time is running out. 2020 is just another 12 years down the road. In the magnitude of this disaster that we'll be facing, with lack of a viable source of energy, I think the negligence is beyond comprehension. The issue of water is becoming more and more significant. 0.008% of the global water is suitable for human consumption. Rest of it, it's not. Every single day, 25,000 people die because of lack of clean water. And as Canadians, on average, every single day, each of us consumes 360 liters of water. This amount in sub-Saharan Africa is 4 liters per person. It has almost of no consequence for us to spend more than 150 liters of water to wash our cars. Nobody reflect on that. This is a given. I always have this discussion with my wife that in many parts of the world, daily showers are unheard of. I mean, the rate of skin diseases in this country because of the fact that every single day we remove so many layers of epithelium is skyrocketing. It's not even healthy, this degree of consumption. And the planet is going to be paying a very heavy price for that. And as they do right now, globally, the water is on depletion. The source of clear water is going to be the source of conflicts for the second half of the 21st century. Many political analysts and experts in geopolitics believe that that would be the future oil of the world, clear water. And unfortunately, because of economic considerations, as citizens of these countries in the West, we have not been given enough information about the future. It's far more important for the corporate world to maintain the pattern of the expenditure by the citizens than having them responsibly reflect on their consumption. Another issue that relatively is close to my own heart, personally, is the global poverty. Again, it's an issue that is well sealed in the Western world. More than half of the globe's population live on less than $2 a day. The GDP, the gross domestic product of the poorest 48 nations, it's less than the wealth of three individuals. This degree of disparity and global injustice has never been seen before. Never. In documented history, that has never been shown. For three individuals to own as much money as 48 nations. And of course, there has been a tremendous price to pay globally for that. Hundreds of millions of people globally live in despair, poverty, hunger. Millions are losing